Thank you, Representative Baer. And what is the relevance of this frame?
Thank you for asking that question, Mr. Chairman. My presentation is one page, and you've received an advanced copy of it, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to have heard my chiefs and to be guided by their thoughts and wisdom, and I think they stated our position clearly. To elaborate just a moment, however, I just want to say that not only is this a threat to our environmental health and well-being, but I also refer you to the recent State of Maine Commission report published by Suffolk University Law. This is a study group that the State of Maine paid to have a study done of the Maine Indian Claims Settlement Act, its enactment, and what it means. What it means, especially as regards to the tribes and also to state rights that were crafted 35 years ago that have had the intent of settling a lawsuit by the Penobscot and Passamaquoddy Indians for lands that were transferred improperly by way of treaties with Massachusetts. And it was in violation of the Non-Intercourse Act. For those of you who know about this, this is not new. The lawsuit was based on the improper transfer by treaty of lands from tribes to Massachusetts and later, of course, taken over by Maine when it became a state in 1820. This treaty is unique, and the relevance of this treaty, Mr. Chairman and everybody, is that this treaty is exactly what the Maine Indian Claims Settlement Act was dealing with, except that this treaty is different than the 1794, the 1818, and the 1820 treaties that transferred land, because this treaty with the Malisi and the Mi'kmaq, their two chiefs being present here today being very significant, is that this transfers no land at all. So the Settlement Act ratifies and declares this still the law, that for those treaties that transferred lands improperly, those have been corrected, those have been perfected. The treaties that didn't reserve land, well, those lands are still reserved. Now, when I talk about that, I say that we're talking about, if you look at my presentation, a map that I provided you, Bald Mountain is smack dab in the middle of the lands that are still reserved to us. This is the issue. The Fish River watershed is one of five major watersheds that drain the north into the St. John River Valley, our tribal homeland. That's why we have standing, I suggest, to appear before you and urge a cooperative process on any plans to mine or, you know, whatever, whether it's gold. And I know people are talking about jobs and bringing in revenues, but we have to do it in a way where everyone who will be impacted is consulted and has a say. Nothing should go ahead without that say-so. And we have a legal basis to make such a claim. On Thursday of last week, you might have heard the explosion. It went off in the judiciary when that report was submitted, to the surprise of everyone. It was perhaps silent, but I felt it. And it's a game changer. The other thing you're going to be talking about this session that I'm going to be offering is to bring out those parts of Maine's Constitution have been remained unpublished. I've talked about it last session. Some of you senators and representatives I recognize as having been here when we did bring it up. I want to follow through with making that public again to clear up misunderstandings that prevail and that can help guide us. This treaty is the law. In it, there's a way to resolve conflicts and any outrageous behavior is between the communities, and we have to follow the law.
Thank you.
So that's my presentation, and I of course therefore oppose, as my chiefs have spoken, the mining of any sort until what our chiefs have asked for is included. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you very much. Okay.